And he says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And friends, as far as I can tell, this is the first place in the Bible that you'll find where God's going to take anyone off of this universe out yonder to a place that he's prepared. This was never the hope of the Old Testament. You remember in Genesis, God never said to Abraham, I'm going to take you off out yonder to a star. He said to him, I'm going to make you offspring like the stars of heaven in number, but I'm going to give you the land down here. And friends, the hope of the Old Testament was that there would be a kingdom down here on this earth in which dwelleth peace and righteousness, and that is God's purpose for this earth. Personally, I think this expression, the kingdom of heaven, means the reign of God over this earth. And I think that's all it means. Now, these theologians today have kicked that around of every school, and I think about every one of them has written a book on the kingdom of heaven, giving his idea of what it is. There's utter confusion today because of that. But I just happen to be a poor, simple preacher, and all I can say is that the kingdom of heaven is the reign of the heavens over this earth. Now, that's God's purpose. And he has said in the second psalm, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. That's God's earthly purpose. And he's moving undeviatingly, unhesitatingly, uncompromisingly to the day that he puts his own upon the throne down here. That's the kingdom of heaven. Now, that's God's earthly purpose. That's in the Old Testament. Here is the first time he said that he was going to take a people. And those people, beginning with the apostles, are the church today. And that the church is to be taken out of this earth and to be with Christ in the place that he's preparing out there. This is the first time it's mentioned, but it's not the last time. Paul talked about it, that the Lord himself would descend from heaven, a shout, the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and all of that's his voice. His voice will be like a trumpet, and his voice is like the sound of an archangel, and he's coming to call and take his own. The dead in Christ will rise first, then those that are alive in Christ will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall they ever be with the Lord in there. In that place he's prepared, and John in Revelation shows that city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. That, my friend, will be a new Jerusalem, a new city, a new concept in city living and urban dwelling, and that's where the church will dwell throughout eternity. That's the hope. Now the Lord Jesus said, whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And he's just lifting these men to the heights, because you see there in the upper room, the shadow of the cross had fallen athwart that little company, and sin was knocking at the door of the upper room, demanding its pound of flesh. And our Lord is attempting to lift them from the here and now to the hereafter. He's attempting to lift them from the material to the spiritual, from the earthly to the heavenly. And now he says, whither I go, you know, and the way you know. But there's sitting there another man and another apostle. And this man, every time we see him, he's asking a question, raising a doubt. Old Doubting Thomas, we call him. He had a question mark for a brain. Took our Lord a long time to make an exclamation mark out of it, but he did.